From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 24th at 8:56. We have Merrill Crowley on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Merrill.
Well, good morning. Many people are talking about 2014 and how that year resembles 2024. I have to admit there's some concerning market actions in 2014 that suggests more concerning price action this year. In 2014, soybeans and corn moved into a sideways market. The corn sideways pattern ended on September 22nd, and prices declined about 60 cents. While the soybean sideways pattern ended August 12th, prices declined about $2. The Dease corn low that year was 318 and a quarter, while the Nov soybean low was 904, with both lows occurring on October 1st. With the good news is that the Dease corn then rallied 22.23%, while Nov soybeans rallied about 16.57% into the Dease and Nov deliveries, respectively. A couple of fundamental differences to make note of is a lack of farmer selling and the early managed money selling this year as compared to 2014. No 2 years are alike. Some say they can rhyme. In either case, past performance does not necessarily indicate future performance. SEP corn is trading at 404 and a half up two. Dease corn 419 and a half up two and a quarter. March corn 433 and a half up two and a quarter. SEP wheat 546 and a half up three and three quarters. Dease wheat 570 and a half up two and three quarters. We have March wheat at 590 and three quarters up two. September soybeans are 1066 and a quarter down five and a half. November soybeans 1070 and a quarter down five and a quarter. And January soybeans 1084 and a quarter down five and a quarter. August feeder cattle 258.55 down two, 20. And September feeder cattle 258.50 down 10. October feeder cattle 258.27 down 15. August live cattle 186.72 up 42. October 186.37 up 25. Dease live cattle 187.67 up 27. August lean hogs 93.60 down 5. October lean hogs 77.25 up 12. And December lean hogs 69.47 up 5. Today's cattle slaughter, Tuesday's cattle slaughter, 123,000 head versus 125,456 last year. Choice cutout was down 23 cents at 313.21, and select was down 167 at 296.66. There was so little cash action yesterday that AMS couldn't even report a national average price. August price is being supported by cash cattle prices that are substantially above the board in the north. Last week's cash trade was 187 to 188.50 across the south. In the north, the trade was 196 to 198, steady to down $2 from the week prior. Daily direct hogs were up 31 cents, 84.35. National daily pork cutout value was down $1.02 at a 103.50. Packer killed an estimated 481,000 head versus 477,795 last year. This is Merrill Crowley of Ag Trader Talk. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Merrill. Have a wonderful rest of your day as well. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm before midnight, otherwise partly cloudy, with a low of 64 degrees. Currently here in Urbana, sunny skies and 75 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3. Urbana.